Friday mornings around this time, we're lucky enough to spend some time with Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader. He joins us here live in studio. Mike, welcome back.
Good to be here, as always, guys.
We'll do some catching up here.
Yeah. Quite a bit to get caught up
Labor
on,
Day weekend and a really interesting assortment of releases for the Labor Day weekend. You would think that, like, Memorial Day weekend, they put out a lot of big movies.
Mm-hmm.
Labor Day weekend, traditionally not really.
Traditionally, it's terrible movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like where we throw movies, where movies go to die. But, yeah, I don't know why exactly.
I mean,
is
it's
there
not like
just
people
tons
are more
of outdoor-y stuff?
I mean, I guess people want to get as much out of summer as they can now that it's, you know, officially over.
Yeah.
Or unofficially over.
Well, they must have a reason
But wouldn't you think at some point it'd be smart to do something on Labor Day, a big movie, so you don't have any pressure and there's nothing else, you don't have anything else to worry about?
Oh, there's always pressure.
So true. So,
yes.
What did you see since
The Last Exorcism, as we'll start with that.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Yeah,
gotta
pretty
say,
good.
Pretty fun for a long time. Yeah, it falls apart, I'd say, in the last 25 minutes or so.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
Every review I've read says
it's good until then.
It's going so well, and then this is one that is going to benefit from the DVD release when there's alternate endings.
I think so, yeah.
It sounds like they just picked
the
wrong...
Because you can kind of make up three or four in your head while watching it that would be better than the one they give you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it ends in a goofy way, and then it goes on to the real ending that takes another 20 minutes, which is even stupider than the faux ending that you had.
Mm.
But before that, it's pretty clever. It's smart. It moves fast. It's good. It's creepy. Not scary, but fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time, I got to say.
Okay.
It was all right. I also saw Takers, crime thriller with Matt Dillon.
They're taking stuff.
And where they take stuff.
Matt Dillon's next movie, he's going to be a bodyguard for someone who's in high school that gets beat up. I mean, as long as he's going to do the same movies over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Is he really?
No,
or is that a joke?
No,
because I'd pay to see that.
He and Chris Makepeace.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Chris Makepeace has a job, and he's brutalized at work. So he calls his bodyguard again.
Calls his old nemesis Matt Dillon. There's a movie in that, I think.
My Bodyguard 2.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd see that.
I think they did a My Bodyguard 2.
This time, I'm
But it wasn't with Dillon and Makepeace. It was other... It would have to be My Bodyguard 3.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
no. My Bodyguard 2, I don't think you want to rent.
No? Probably
no.
Not.
Maybe
right.
It was Whitney Houston was in that, I think.
No, that's The Bodyguard. Completely different movie. So, Takers, was it...
It was fine. Yeah. It's pretty cop movie cliche, but it moves fast and it's good. Yeah. I had a good time. It was all right. What else? Get Low.
The one
with Robert Duvall as the cranky old hermit.
Who's planning his funeral.
Planning his own funeral. Pretty boring, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little too bad. The problem is that Robert Duvall's played that character about 800 times.
Just too dry?
Just too dry. Bill Murray saves a lot of it. He's very funny. He's a funeral director, and he's pretty much everything he says is funny. Just by dint of being Bill Murray.
Yeah.
But it's Duvall doing his Duvall thing. It's Sissy Spacek doing her thing. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Also saw The American.
Well, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because this is in Quad City Theaters today. George Clooney stars as a skilled assassin who lets his guard down when he retreats to the Italian countryside for one final assignment. Here's a little something from The American.
You're an American.
Let's see. A working vacation.
You have the hands of a craftsman. You are good with machines.
I do have a good head.
You have done much sinning.
All men are sinners. Everything I've done, I've had good cause to do.
Sure looks good, Mike, is it?
Yeah, I guess. It's very... It's really well done.
We always get the real... The best reviews. Is it any good?
Yeah!
I guess.
It's all right. It's very well done, I think, but it's... I conked out a couple times, I'll admit it. I nodded right off because it's a lot of scenes of a Clooney sitting in his hostel in Italy.
Doing nothing?
Doing nothing. Sitting there, sometimes doing push-ups, mostly staring out the window.
Yeah.
Occasionally he makes a gun. He assembles.
So
artillery.
There's no scene where he's just walking. He's walking with nothing but cowboy boots and tight underwear, and then he just walks into a pool or anything.
No,
like
it's not quite that deathly. But the action scenes when they happen are really well choreographed. They're pretty exciting. But boy, you have to sit through long stretches of nothing going on. It's a very meditative thriller.
Okay,
it's like the yoga of thrillers. Yeah, it's.
Which is not...
It's all right.
Okay, it's a different approach.
Yeah,
so basically,
it certainly
it feel,
is.
It
it's
feels,
okay,
it
but...
It feels like they said, you know, like these Bourne Identities in all these movies where there's stuff going on all the time? What if we did a movie where... Nothing happened.
Yeah, let's take
we
it.
We show
like
the downtime.
Speed.
Right.
Yeah.
What if we did exactly. a What if we did a thriller that was boring? That hasn't been done.
It's kind of like that.
Wait
yeah.
for it, George. We'll shoot it in Italy. We'll, we're all going to have
no,
a good
we'll
time.
We'll do it in real time.
Oh God.
So that it's
there are moments where it feels like that's what you're sitting through. It's just
okay.
a real time thriller.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was impressed, but boy. It takes a lot out of you, yeah, for sure.
You also saw, you know, is this a documentary, this Afghanistan
Yeah,
movie?
This is a movie called Restrepo, a documentary about a 15-month tour in Afghanistan that's being released at Davenport 53 today. Don't know quite how we got this thing. It got released this spring. Critics kind of went apey for it and should. It's fantastic. Really, really good, strong flick. Yeah, so that's open today, which is cool and deserves to be seen for
okay.
sure.
All right.
Now, how long a run will something like that have, though?
I don't know. I'd certainly go the first week just in case. Okay. But, but it's tremendous. Really, really good flick.
Also opening in Quad City Movie Theaters this Labor Day weekend, we've got Going the Distance. Drew Barrymore and Justin Long are a madly in love couple who tackle the challenges of a cross-country relationship. In this clip, Dan, who's played by Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm.
Which I just started watching two days ago.
God.
I'd never seen it before. I'm like five episodes in. I'm enjoying it immensely.
It's,
yeah, it's fun.
It's
a good flick.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's a good show. Yeah.
In this one, Dan provides a soundtrack for the date. So these two are on a date, and Charlie Day decides to provide a soundtrack.
Where's that coming from?
Dan.
Hey, Garrett.
Hey, Dan.
Hello in there.
What was our rule?
Just because I can hear you through the wall doesn't mean I get to participate.
Right, and what were you doing just now?
Participating.
Okay.
Look, man, I just thought maybe, you know, it'd be fun if I DJ'd your hookup.
So, is this like what you guys do when you bring girls over? He DJs your hookup?
No.
Is that what this frat house is all about?
No. Listen, I'm really sorry.
You know what? I was totally pretending to be mad because I didn't want you to think I was slutty. I don't care at all.
Oh.
I think it's kind of awesome.
Really? Well, that's weird.
In fact, Dan, take me to Berlin.
Here it comes.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with Drew Barrymore.
Here it comes.
Here's my problem with Drew Barrymore. I go in cycles with her where I am very much in love with her or I can't stand her. And after that clip, kind of very much in love
kind
with her.
Kind of very
again.
Much in love with her, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years for me. I'm kind of crazy about her. She's
like, what was the movie with her and Jimmy Fallon? First Pitch?
Fever Pitch.
Fever Pitch.
That was great.
I love that movie.
I love that movie. I haven't seen that in years. That is a good one.
I'm gonna play another clip just
good,
because
it's just charming.
In this
why
clip,
not?
It's Drew Barrymore and Christina Applegate talking about dry humping. So you're damn right we're going to play another clip when I know that that's what we're about to hear. Again, this is from the new movie Going the Distance in Quad City Theaters today.
I like him a lot. Okay, I know, but are you dating? Are you in an exclusive relationship?
I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Don't you think you should know? I mean, he could be out there dry humping half of New York City right now.
Dry humping? Oh, that's scandalous. That worries me.
Phil and I dry hump, okay? And it is intense, and it's very erotic. So I think that you need to be clear about what this relationship is. He's thousands of miles away from here. You don't know what he's doing right now. He could be at some bar, doing shots with some sexy bartender, dry humping her.
Again, coming back to the dry humping.
Yeah. Christina Applegate, who doesn't love her?
You know,
she's great.
It doesn't seem like the kind of movie I'd go see in a theater, but I might Netflix.
You could score points with the wife.
See
this, but you kind of want to see it anyway. So
that's
both
the thing.
Win.
Yeah, it does seem kind of chick flicky, but I might have a good time.
Yeah.
Not since 500 Days of Summer.
It's got Charlie Day in it.
Yeah, he's
pretty funny.
Might have to check that out. Also opening in Quad City Theaters today, you've got Machete.
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 Danny Trejo stars as Machete, a renegade Mexican federale and tough-as-nails vigilante for justice who's out to settle a score. Now, Mike, walk us through this, because this movie was originally a trailer before it was a movie.
Trailer before Grindhouse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one of the fake trailers that they ran before the movies there.
They made a fake trailer.
This is the one I don't remember of all the fake trailers for that movie. I don't remember this one very well.
It's I think it's the only one I do remember.
Okay. Here we go. You don't remember Thanksgiving?
That was good. Eli Roth one. Yeah, right? Of course. here we go. From a little bit from the trailer from Machete in theaters today.
I saw the file. Rogue federal agent. Ruled by a sense of destiny. Machete.
CIA, FBI, DEA all roll up in the one.
He's coming after us.
Yeah. A lot of stuff's going to get lopped off, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
I like the sound of it. It sounds like it's going to be like it's like a spaghetti gore movie.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're going for. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Machete in theaters today. Well, then there you go. It's not like you have.
No, I'm not dreading this weekend at all. That's okay.
Right?
That's fine. Yeah. For a Labor Day weekend? Heck yeah.
You've certainly suffered through a lot worse.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, have a great Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, to you guys as well. Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael. Enjoy yourself at the movie house.
Thank you.
This is the Dave and Derwin Show, and this is the Quad City Rocker, Rock 104.9.